Regarding the laws of Shabbos, we're in the middle of the first melacha, that of Zareya, of sowing, planting. Also, we're going to be seeing a halacha found in Siman Shin Lamed Vav, Siv Yud Aleph, in a moment pertaining to this law. It's brought down in the Kitzur Hilcha Shabbos that Oyd Min HaPa'ulos Shemasaya Gidol HaTzmeichem, that when it comes to this prohibition on Shabbos of planting, of sowing, it's anything that causes there to be growth. And therefore, v'nechol b'malacha zos hi hashkom v'chayavin aleha. In the event that a person waters his plants, then in that situation you have violated zareya, even though you haven't actually taken physically a seed and put it into the ground. But by watering it, naturally that's what causes the trees to grow. Al-kein yeshli hizoher kisho'ichem b'chutz b'mokim gidil zaroyim. So a person's not necessarily going to water their plants on Shabbos. But nonetheless, there's other things we have to be cautious about, such as a person who's eating outside on Shabbos at a place in which things can grow. Let's say you're having a picnic, you're in your backyard, you're having some fruit, and you throw the seeds onto the ground, that could be problematic. Also, when it comes to liquid, a person should not pour any liquid onto this grassy area. Therefore, a person perhaps should be a little cautious when it comes to where they're eating, that they shouldn't eat in a garden in which there is this potential of liquids could spill and then inadvertently causing this malacha to take place. Possibility that you're going to build your sukkah out, you're building it outside, you may build it on the ground, so you can spill things onto the ground, that itself could be potentially an issue of zareya. Also, if a person has a tarp, and on Shabbos they remove this tarp, which was filled with water, so srichin lezahir kishapoyskin gag hasukkah, that when you remove this, shal yipu hamayim sh'olav al hazarayim, that the water should not fall on anything which potentially can grow. Achenim oimed. Person may have a patio with some nice patio chairs, and as it rains, your chairs get soaked. So what you do on Shabbos, it stopped raining, so you may decide to lift up the chair so that the water should drip off of this chair. It says, water gathers on this chair. You want to sit on it. That when you remove the water from this tree, from this chair, it's possible the water can pour into an area in which trees or plants can grow. I'm not exactly sure if this is scientifically proven, but when it comes to a child, certainly it doesn't mention an adult wouldn't do such a thing, but a child who needs to relieve themselves should not do so also in a place in which there's the possibility of trees and grass growing. So this is all under the category of the malacha of zareya, of planting or so. On this, it's brought down in Siman Shin Lamed Vav in Sif Yud Aleph. It says, "Hashari chitim usa'arim kiyotz behem b'mayim harizeh toiledas zareya." A person who will soak wheat or barley into water, this also falls under the subcategory of sowing. B'chayiv b'chol shehu. Even if you take one or two pieces of wheat or barley seeds and you soak into water, that's also considered under this category of zareya. And the Mishnah Berurah says on this that the reason why a person would perhaps soak wheat or barley is kedei shis rachu v'yasmichu, so that it should become softer, and therefore in turn it will be easier for it to be able to grow. Kederech shesharin ezetivos kodem hazriya. Sometimes we soak seeds so that they become moist, and also they become also puffy a little bit. When afterwards you'll be able to put it into the ground, and it'll be able to grow easier. So therefore, by soaking those seeds, is also considered to be under the category of zareya. Toileta zareya, demad zareya mechabin latzmuche peri. Because when a person soaks these seeds, their intention is ultimately for fruits to eventually grow from them. Avzakein, so therefore, this also falls under that category. Because of the Chayyadim writes, the Huadin Hasherit Tvu'a Lasa Yisbehem Malzin l'sheicher chayev. A person has, in order to make malt, or in order to be able to soak their hops or barley, in order to make beer, that's also considered to be a violation of planting. D'yadua d'kavanasol hasmiach. Because again, this is your intention for it to be able to grow. Because of o d'tekef mikshenasen l'mayim. As soon as you put this barley, this wheat, into water, immediately chayev. You immediately have violated this prohibition of zerei on Shabbos. Even though, practically speaking, nothing happens until a few days, nonetheless, as soon as you've gone through the motion of something which would, if you would leave it alone, would continue to grow, would continue to soak up this water, then you violated the right. Messiah, but on this, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, the Afal Pikein, nonetheless, Mutalishos Tibul Behemtoi. If you wish, you could soak your grains for the needs of your animal, for animal consumption. He says that the whole issue is that there's the potential, as we mentioned yesterday, psik resha, that even if you don't have the intention to do the malacha, but if 100% this is going to end up taking place, the malacha will take place, then you're not allowed to do it. However, if your intention is just to make the seeds soft, so your animals will be able to eat them, then it's not an issue. Because certainly, since you're doing it for animal consumption, certainly, it's first of all, not your kavanah is not for it to be planted, and also, it's something in which will immediately thereafter be used for your animals to be able to eat. And therefore, it will not end up getting to that point anyway. And therefore, all these different laws, although again, when it comes to planting, something which maybe one would think is not applicable, nonetheless, there are many potential malachos that one could violate on Shabbos and falling under the category of Zareya. And Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll see the next one as well.